I want to share in the word this morning, and then we're gonna sing the word. We're gonna read it. I see some people we've not seen for a while that's made it back. Miss Juanita's back, praise the Lord. And Miss Sue's here today. Hallelujah. It's just great to see everybody. Pastor's here, amen.
Yeah.
Guess what? His heart is fixed. Amen. His heart is fixed. Hallelujah. I laughed first time I ever said that. I thought, man, I keep getting that man saved. One of these days it's going to work, isn't it? You know, people say, you know, they get his heart fixed. You know, get your heart right. Hallelujah. I'm just teasing. Hallelujah. I want to read from Psalm 3. And I don't know if you've ever felt this before. Oh, my. Oh, Lord. How many are my foes? Lord, you know, King James says. And now this scripture verse, you just can't help but do it in King James. Lord, are they increased that trouble me? You know why? Because the more you do, the more you launch yourself out there, the more you open yourself up sometime and expose yourself, and the foe is out there. But Lord, how many are my foes, and how many rise up against me? And many are saying, God will not deliver him. But guess what? As David marched out of Jerusalem, I've told you this about every time we do this song, his son turned against him. His son came in and turned the hearts of the people away from his daddy and said, oh, the king doesn't care about you. Let me tell you what you need to do. And he would meet the people at the door to the palace. They were going into King David for advice and for help. And Absalom would say, no, let me help you. I can do better than he can. And he began to turn the hearts of the people away from King David. And then he got his army and he came in, and David had to flee. And as he was fleeing, and except for the grace of the Lord, he would have been killed that night because they were so close to getting King David. And yet he was able to say, Lord, are they increased that trouble me? Even his own family. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul, he's gone now. There's no help for old King David now. Nothing. Look at him. Look at him riding out of Jerusalem. People making fun of him. Oh, yeah, there, you know, remember that. But he said, you know what, Lord? But thou, O Lord, but thou. Come on. Come on. Anybody else need to say that? Don't look at your circumstances. But thou, O Lord. See that shield around you, are the shield to me. My glory and the lifter of my head. You know, they may look at me and say, how can King David lift his head up? But you know, I don't think he rode out of town with his head down. I think he rode out of town. He was sad. He was crushed. He was hurt. He was heartbroken because of what his son was doing and because of the people. But you know what he said? But God, I'm going to ride out here with my head up. Now, if I come back here, it'll be your will. But you know what? Wherever I go, my head's up. And I'm going to lay myself down. And he did that night. And the enemy was so close to getting, he laid himself down. And he slept. Are you staying awake at night worrying over stuff? Why? Because thou, O Lord, art a shield to me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Am I lifting my head up this morning because of who I am? Only in Christ. Only because of who I am in Christ do I lift up my head this morning. Not because of who I am as Laverne. Let's stand up and sing that and praise his mighty name this morning. Hallelujah.
Lord, are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul,
there's no help.
There is no help for him in God.
To the Lord.
done for you. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what was in your past. You hold your head up high and you look up and you say, my glory, come on, my glory and the lifter of my head is the Lord God Almighty. I cried
unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, lift your hands and offer unto the Lord his thanksgiving for who he is and what he's done. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for who you are, that your glory fills this house today. Not only this physical building, Father God, but this your glory fills us today. Hallelujah.
I want you to take a minute and just think. What has God done for you this week? Do you serve a mighty God today?
Amen.
Oh, come on. He's done more for you this week than that. Glory to the Most High God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God who sustains us. We serve a God who uses us to glorify his name. Lift your hands up to the Lord God Almighty today, for he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah,
praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, what a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, I pulled that one out. Well,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Well, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, sing that again. Well,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Well, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My Savior lives. I don't know about you all now. My Savior lives. Hallelujah. I know he does.
World will know his name, everyone together.
by you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. It says, Creator God, you gave me breath so I could praise. You're great in matchless name and not anything else. All my days, so let my whole life be a blazing offering. A life that shouts and sings the greatness of our King. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Forever. Just sing that, church. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Forever. Sing it again, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Forever. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever.
you, Jesus.
We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify you, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. There it is again. The whole earth is filled with his glory. That's what we're talking about today.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We bow down
and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do stand and lift up our hands, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and we worship you this morning. Thank you, Father God, for who you are, for your glory that fills this earth. And we stand with our heads up, Father God. Thank you that you're our shield. You're our righteousness. Oh, glory to God. You're our favor. Hallelujah. You know, one thing you'll notice when you read the bulletin is that I wrote a little something about how we're the fragrance. You know what the fragrance in our life is? The knowledge of the Lord. And I thought, you know, as we stand, people watch our lives, and they see us going through junk and stuff, and for some reason or another, God just comes in and he takes care and he covers and he walks us through it. Did you know that's the fragrance? You read that scripture because it says that to some, it's life. It's life-giving because they're out there looking for something. And I thought to myself, Laverne, am I constantly giving off this fragrance? And it's the knowledge of the Lord and what he's done in my life. You read that scripture. That's the fragrance. As people see the image of Christ in my life. Amen. What a fragrance. What a joy. And I want to tell you something this morning. Whether you're in this church this morning or whether you're listening, I know there's several out for various reasons and stuff. It's a lot of junk. The enemy's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what? We're victorious. But I want to tell you something. Freedom reigns. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So I don't know if you came in this morning with a lot of junk on your shoulders. But you need to cast it off this morning. And you need to cast it over on the one who can take care of it for you. And when you leave here today, go out free. And not go back with a lot of junk on your shoulders. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Thirsty, there is freedom.
Life First Church. If you want to come up for prayer, Pastor Shirley and Brother Tim are here.
Prayer team.
They'll pray with you.
Prayer force.
And prayer force come up. If you are here and there's just something you want somebody to agree with you about, or maybe you're having difficulty casting off something, okay? Come on up. Come on up for a give it all to Jesus. Don't go out of here bound and tormented and upset. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Anything, and if you have your mind, your heart open to the Lord, He can tell you something and He can show you something through it. Some of you may not know, but since I saw you the last time, last Sunday, I've been in, spent 3 days up at Audubon Hospital and had two stents put in, and all the other stuff that goes along with that. But here's the thing, you know, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now, I went to the doctor. I made 2 trips to the cardiologist, 2 trips to my regular doctor, and told him what my symptoms were. And each time, all the ones that I saw, all 4 trips, they said, "We don't think that your problem is your heart." They did EKGs. They listened. They did blood work. Nothing showed up. I just had all that reconstructive surgery last year, and they were thinking, you know, it's not going to get, it just couldn't have fallen apart in a year's time. And they said, well, just to rule it out, just to convince ourselves and convince you that it isn't your heart, we're going to have you do a stress test. Now, there was a few little examinations done. The EKG and the blood work, and the doctors listened with their stethoscopes and all that kind of stuff, and they came to an opinion. They came to an opinion that whatever was going on wasn't my heart. And I could have stopped with that. It's okay, there's nothing wrong. And but then they did the test. You know how you find out whether or not there's something wrong with you? You go through the test. And they just happened to call it a stress test. And you know what a stress test does? It puts pressure on your body. It, so to speak, turns up the heat on the situation. So where all of the doctor's opinions and the preliminary tests of nature of EKG, I don't know why, except that the EKG didn't show anything. The blood work didn't show anything. Okay? Now, many times we'll say, Lord, I got a problem. I know I got a problem. Now I'm praying about it. What is it? I've done the blood work. The blood work's good.
That's right. Come on.
You catch it what I said? The blood work is good.
Amen. Blood work.
So you don't have a problem with blood work. Okay? Maybe your heart's in rhythm just like it's supposed to be. Not showing up any signs of anything. But I know there's some symptoms. Something's wrong. God, what is it? Well, let's do this. Let's do a stress test. Let's find out. You know, we say all through our Christian experience, you know, if you need patience and you pray for God to give you patience, what's going to happen? Things going to be calm and cool and collected? No, you're going to have every opportunity to get upset. And so, the stress test. Doctor said, called me last week, and he said there was some abnormalities in the stress test. I can't tell you what it is without doing a heart cath. Now, we can do the heart cath, or we can keep on treating you with medicine, whatever, it's your choice. And I thought for a minute, and then Laverne heard what the choice was. She says, you don't have a choice. You're going to do the heart cath. You're not going to take a chance on anything. But see, I had a choice right there. When they told me there was something wrong, I could have stopped. Every time in our life when we know there's something wrong and we go to fix it and we get to a certain point, we have the opportunity to either go on and get it fixed or stop. And we live with the choices we make. And so I said, okay, let's fix it. They really weren't expecting to find much. But they did. And sometimes, you know, we look at ourselves and say, I don't see anything wrong with me. And God says, let's prove it. Let's do a stress test. Now, I'm not saying that God tempts us, and I'm not saying that God throws stuff at us. God didn't put the heart disease on me, but he gave the doctors the ability to put me in a position where a stress test would show that I had it. And God will test you. He says he'll test you. But the only reason he tests you is so he can cure you, so he can heal you, so he can deliver you. They didn't do that stress test. They didn't do that cath to find out how bad a person I was, or how they did it because they wanted me to have a quality of life that was better than what I have. And when God puts us through stuff, and not everything you go through, God puts you through it. But God will use it. And he'll show you where you are if you let him. If the devil comes and smacks you and you don't react too good to it, the Lord says, let's work on this. I mean, he just about beat you that time. But the next time, it's going to be different. And that's the thing that we have to do. But the thing about it is, the more knowledge of my condition that they gained, the more they were able to do what I needed to do, or what they needed to do to make me better. The more knowledge of God's Word, and the more we listen to him, the more we know what to do to get ourselves through whatever situation or trial that the enemy comes at us with. And I'm here this morning, praise God. I'm feeling pretty good. I didn't feel like singing and standing up at the same time. So I decided I wanted to sing this morning and sit down. But I'll tell you what, God is good all the time, and all the time, amen. God's good.
Amen.
And amen. I'm going to let you have it back.
All right. Brother Scott, would you get Pastor's mic? I want you to lead us in prayer, would you?
Oh, I want to. One other thing before they do, when they get through praying, I want prayer for us. I want you to just stretch your arms out, and I want you to just pray over the whole congregation.
Amen. Amen. We've got several names on here, and Brother Scott's going to lead us in prayer. I'm just going to mention these names. Brian Kemp and family, their father died. Pray for that. The Ralph McCrory family, too, is not on here, but Ralph McCrory died. And Short and Boris Burris. And Kenny Jackson, remember him today. Jody Cooper, yes. Gary Baxter, he's here. Pray for him. And our Joyce, we always say our Joyce, don't we? And, okay, we want to pray for Eva May this morning. And Ricky Aiken for healing, Lisa Cock, Carla Turner, Buddy Wall, Pat Downey, and Janice Ramage. Maxine Moss. Victoria Gross. Okay. Kim Mitchum's dad, yes. He's having bypass surgery. Okay. And I saw another hand, yes. Well, she needs a miracle. A lot of stuff going on, folks. The devil's a liar, but our God's greater. Amen. Yes. Okay, it's that Eva. Okay. All right. And our Eva's doing okay. Okay. All right. Your brother. Yes, did he have his surgery?
He's having it Wednesday, and it's really iffy whether he'll make it through it.
Scott's brother. Surgery. A lot of stuff going on Wednesday, surgeries, folks. You know, just you know, it's like you may not remember all these names, but as you're going along and somebody comes to your mind, you might want to put on your calendar, start praying in the Holy Ghost Wednesday or Monday, lifting up. You may not remember all their names. There's a lot of stuff going on. Brother Scott.
I call in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Because I don't have any reason to go anywhere else. We come to you, Father, first of all, acknowledging that you made heaven and earth. And this means that all this stuff that's on our mind, all these trials and tribulations, testings and tryings, fiery darts of the enemy, onslaught of the enemy, attacks on our faith, on our health, on our families, it all is subject to the name of Jesus. And when we say the name of Jesus, we say the authority. It's like when an officer of the law says, stop in the name of the law. He's not saying in the name of the law. He's saying in the authority.
That's right. Jesus' name.
And we right now declare that all authority in heaven and earth.
Come on, church.
Was given to the Lord. And before leaving this world, he passed it on to his followers, to them that believe on his name.
Amen. Amen.
And we come in that authority right now, Lord. And we cry out to you, knowing that you hear us and believing that you have the best answer in preparation for us and calling on your greatness, Lord. I wish that in this short little prayer I could somehow, and I'm sure others in here can do the same thing, be able to articulate just how faithful and how strong and how miraculous that I know you are. Because you have never failed me once. You have always met our needs. And we come to you in the name of Jesus. Hear us, God, because the needs are great. The burdens are heavy. The situations are critical and life-threatening. And I'm sure souls are in the balance. But we know that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord, I ask that faith would rise up. I ask that faith would rise up, Lord, in this place. And that people would be able to believe your word.
Amen. Amen.
I believe your word, Lord. And I stand on it.
Amen.
And I accept whatever the outcome. And I admonish and encourage all of your people to accept the outcome. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And he knows all things end from beginning. And he's got it all under control and perfect in all your ways. And so, Lord, I just simply wind this prayer up by saying, we continue to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who made heaven and earth. Knowing that you cannot disappoint. Great and awesome and holy is the name of our God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Before I dismiss the children, I just want to bring a couple things to your attention in the bulletin. You know, next weekend we were going to have our conference, our AEGA conference, and we had more people coming. I mean, than we've ever had. But Dr. Henry and Miss Jan and Ray and Elizabeth got together and called up here and said, we think it would be too much. Pastor needs to rest. Said he's more important than any conference. So we're not having our conference, but we will. We'll get it done. And but I want to say that we're still going to have our, 'twas the night before Easter, but it's not going to be next Saturday. We're going to do it the Saturday before Easter. And it'll be before Easter. It really will be. And it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids from 9 to 12. It's something different. We've never done this. But it's going to be the story of Easter as only the VeggieTales can tell it. With crafts and games and food. And just really set things in the right tone for Easter. You know, celebration of our Lord and have a special children's meeting. So you can let me know by next Sunday. If you won't let me know today or next